Our first reflection is called The Star. Jesus' parents were two of the people who had been waiting and wishing and hoping for him to be born. But there were other people who had been waiting and wishing and hoping for Jesus to come. These people saw hurt and suffering in the world, and they believed that this new baby, Jesus, could use his voice to spread a message of love and peace, and they knew it would take courage for him to do so. The story goes, when the Magi heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced and with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi and shepherds and people were looking for hope. They looked to the night sky for hope, for a sign that the way things currently are is not how they will always be. We know this moment of grief is present. We know loneliness and sorrow and fear and despair. The world keeps turning, and of course our grief is along for the ride. And then, as the world turns, a star appears, a beacon that proclaims that hope is being born. In the words of Reverend Dan Schatz, "It was cold the night we shepherds heard the news. Come and see, a child is born, the world made anew." We nodded to each other, and this made sense. The world is new with every child. As we trudged from the hills, bags over our shoulders, we wondered about this child and his young parents. What brought them here? What could we offer? What would fortune bring to the life now beginning? When we came to the place under the stars, we found love, born once more to all the earth. In awe, we breathed a prayer, offered humble help, and followed the stars back home. We look to the stars and follow the light of creation. We find love. We are made of stars. We come home to ourselves. What is your star of wonder in these times? Where is it leading you? What joy is waiting, safe and warm, ready for you to find it? And what gifts will you offer when you greet it?